Dr. Sabik taking an office note on patient John Jackson, J-A-C-K-S-O-N, John, J-O-H-N, date of birth 8-24-1940, date of service 4-9-2024. Pupillary of the patient is 83-year-old African-American gentleman, referred to see me by Dr. Karen Millender, M-I-L-L-E-N-D-E-R, Karen, K-A-R-E-N, for evaluation of elevated serum creatinine and bilateral kidney cysts, few paragraph. His past medical history includes the following: one, hyperlipidemia, next GERD, next history of PE in the past, currently on warfarin, next history of stroke in the past, next fluid retention and leg edema, period. Patient presented to his primary care physician when complaining of right flank pain for a few days. An ultrasound was ordered of the kidney that showed bilateral kidney cysts. He's presenting for further opinion, pure paragraph. Past surgical history includes bilateral knee replacement surgery and back surgery, pure paragraph. Allergies, non-drug allergies, pure paragraph. Social history. Patient is single, no kids, no smoking, no alcohol, no drugs. He works at a rest stop, period. Family history, father's history unknown, mother, she died from MI. He had three siblings, one brother died from MI, period. Review of systems reveals no headache, no chest pain, no shortness of breath, no heartburn, no nausea, no vomiting, no abdominal pain, no constipation, no melanin, no bright red prolactin. He has nocturia one time at night, no straining upon urination, complete bladder emptying. He does report one episode of hematuria. He was told by his doctor that he was over-intercoagulated with warfarin. Hematuria resolved, period. Paragraph. Leg swelling positive or other systems reviewed are negative. Immunization, he received four shots of the COVID-19 gene editing therapy, period. Paragraph. Investigations available show the following: BUN 21, creatinine 1.25, estimated GFR 57, potassium 4.4, total CO2 28, albumin 4.3, AST 24, ALT 19. Urine analysis shows 2 plus protein, no RBCs, kidney ultrasound shows multiple bilateral kidney cysts, simple, measuring up to 4.8 centimeters on the right and 2.3 centimeters on the left. Kidney size is 10.6 centimeter on the right, and left is 10.2 centimeter with normal cortical echogenicity reported on ultrasound, period, paragraph. On physical exam, general appearance, non-acute distress, HNT, pupils around the active light, pale conjunctiva, no enteric sclera, no cervical lymphadenopathy, no carotid B bilaterally, no jugular vein extension bilaterally. Moist oral mucosa, no pharyngeal erythema, no dead pupillary, neck is supple, no stiffness or rigidity, heart sounds of regular rate and rhythm. No murmurs heard, no friction heard, lungs are clear to auscultation, no crackles or wheezes heard, abdomen soft, no hepatomegaly, no speedomegaly, no garlic rebound or rigidity extremities. He has 2 plus pitting edema and the lower extremities back. He does have pont tenderness along his rib cage around the right flank area. CVA tenderness positive, period, paragraph. Neuro exam is non-focal. Assessment and plan 1, chronic kidney disease, stage 3A. We are going to do a full renal workup, including imaging studies, including serologic workup and quantification of proteinuria. renal ultrasound is noted. Next diagnosis, acquired cystic kidney disease. I doubt patient's pain is related to his kidney cysts. I think it's more musculoskeletal. I'm going to give him Flexeril to relax his muscles. I'm going to look for multiple myeloma in this patient with kidney disease and bone pain. I will check his PSA to make sure he doesn't have prostate cancer, period. Paragraph, hyperlipidemia, continue statin, next, good, continue PPI. Next, history of PE in the past, continue warfarin, followed by Dr. Millender with adjustment of INR. Next, fluid retention. Patient is on Lasix therapy. May need to optimize that. We are going to address it next visit. Period. Paragraph. I thank you, Dr. Millender, for allowing me to participate in your patient's care. I will see him back in 2 weeks to discuss his workup. I'll keep you updated on his progress. End of report. Thanks. CC Dr. Karen Millender. End of report. Thanks.